Lesson 92. A box of matches. We need fire every day to warm our houses or to cook our food or to give us light. Even savage tribes use fire for such purposes as these. How do people get the heat which is required to light their fires and their lamps or candles or coal gas? Most savages get fire by rubbing two very dry pieces of wood together until they become so hot that at last the wood dust catches fire. You may try to do this, but I do not think that you'll succeed. Fasten a smooth brass button to a cork so that you can hold it firmly, and rub the button as hard as you can on a rough piece of wood. Soon the metal will become so hot that it will set fire to the head of a common match if it be pressed against it. This shows that friction, or the rubbing of one substance against another, produces heat. Until about 60 years ago, the usual way to get a light in this country was to rub or strike a piece of the hard stone called flint against a piece of steel. Try this for yourself. Rub a steel file with a flint in a dark room, and notice what pretty sparks you get. The sparks from the steel were caught on some dry tinder placed in a small metal box. Tinder was made by charring or partly burning linen or cotton rags. The sparks made the tinder smoulder, and then splints of wood tipped with sulphur were pressed against the burning tinder and set on fire. You have learned in a former book that sulphur is a yellow, solid substance which takes fire very easily. The sulphur caught fire from the tinder, and then it set the wood on fire, and so at last a light was obtained. But shortly before the time when Queen Victoria came to the throne, Lucifer matches were invented.